AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan ends August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
Biden says the goal has been achieved.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year of fighting in Afghanistan is not a solution, but a recipe for being there indefinitely.
The president says he doesn't trust the Taliban, but he does trust the capability of the Afghan military. Vice President Kamala Harris announces the Democratic National Committee is spending $25 million to protect voting access ahead of the 2022 midterm elections.
Yes, it is early, and we have never really started this early before. But folks, it is never too early to defend your rights.
White House officials say Harris, tasked with leading the administration's response to voting rights challenges, is expected to hold a series of events. Aides are also discussing a speech by President Biden, possibly as soon as next week. The Los Angeles lawyer who sued former President Donald Trump has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Michael Avenatti rose to fame representing Stormy Daniels in 2018 lawsuits against former President Donald Trump.
Americans deserve to know the truth about their elected leaders.
His political aspirations evaporated in 2019 when prosecutors charged him with fraud, saying he was enjoying a celebrity lifestyle while cheating clients out of millions of dollars and failing to pay his taxes. Now he's been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. In a statement, former client Gary Franklin Jr., a Los Angeles Youth Basketball League organizer, said the lawyer's actions devastated him financially, professionally, and emotionally.
A down day on Wall Street. The S&P fell 37. This is AP News. California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling on the people of the state to cut their water usage.
Newsom says some are calling this a mega drought.
This is jaw-dropping. What's happening in the West Coast of the United States?
Reservoirs in California are rapidly emptying. The recommendations include taking shorter showers, running dishwashers only when full, and less lawn watering. Newsom's request is not an order.
I want to underscore voluntary water conservation.
The governor says drought conditions go as far back as 2000.
We are hopeful that people will take that mindset that we brought into. People of the state of California will take that mindset they brought into the last drought and extend that forward.
Lake Oroville in Northern California is at 30% capacity. I'm Ed Donahue.
FBI investigators still trying to determine a motive for the ambush shooting of a police officer outside the FBI office in Terre Haute, Indiana yesterday. Police Detective Greg Ferency was killed. The suspect was shot and is being treated. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.